Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. This is Brother Doug P. Gaines from Baltimore, Maryland. Listen to Struggling Families of Apostle Loretta Williams. Today's title of the program will be The Single Woman's Dilemma, Why Can't I Get Married? Today's discussion, there are many single women who want to be married, who never have been in a relationship, or others have, or forever, for whatever reason, it didn't last, but they want not another opportunity to share their lives with someone and know that they are loved. God ordained marriage and family. It is His divine will that every woman have her own husband. Yet many women can't find themselves sharing their man with another female. There has always been a higher ratio of available women to men. While you may be blaming and finding fault with your looks, personality, or environment, in which you live for being the reason you're single, there are good reasons why you can't get married and what you can do about it. Scripture text, 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 14. I will therefore the younger woman marry, bear children, gather house, give none occasion to the adversary to speak reproachfully. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 2. Nevertheless, to avoid fornication, let every man have his own wife, and let every woman have her own husband. Click on the play tab or listen to the live program with recorded broadcast after the scheduled airtime. Be sure to click the follow tab on the Freshman and Blog Talk Radio program to be released for future programs. Apostle Loretta Williams is also on Facebook, Google Plus, and LinkedIn. Any questions or comments to our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/freshman. And here's our speaker for the day, my mentor, my second mother, Apostle Loretta Williams.
Praise the Lord. God bless everybody on today. So glad that you've taken the time to listen to Strengthening of the Family. And I want to share on today some wisdom, some counsel, and also from the book that I have written, The Single Women's Dilemma. Now, this is not just addressed to women because we have men that are single as well. And even though it may not seem like it, because to most women there seems to be a shortage of men, there are men that are seeking a wife. In 1 Corinthians 7 and 34, it says there's a difference also between a wife and a virgin. The unmarried woman cares for the things of the Lord, that she may be both holy, body and in spirit. But she that is married cares for the things of the world, how she may please her husband. So I want to just read a little bit from The Single Woman's Dilemma before I go into answering some of the questions that are plaguing many of our young people, mainly, why can't I get married? Why can't I find someone suitable for me? Where are all the single men? Are there any good women? These are just some of the questions that a lot of people have. First and foremost, you need to understand what it means to be single. Now, a few words come to mind: unattached, unmarried, free of commitment, independent living, and being alone. I want to stop right there in today's lesson and just kind of go over all of those things, because it's a problem why a lot of men and women are really not ready for marriage. And this is why many of them have not been able to get married. Number one, unattached. Okay, you're walking around with a soul tie. I'm writing a book on unhealthy soul ties. I started it years ago, and I pray to God I get it done in the upcoming year. Unattached means you're not involved. You don't have any strings attached. The majority of men and women that I know do not fit this category. Even if they don't have children by a previous relationship, and sadly to say, a lot of men look at women and a lot of women look at men with children from a previous relationship or a marriage as baggage. They're not interested in taking on additional responsibility. Mostly as men and women get older, let me focus on women. Mostly as women get older, they're concerned about having children before they get too old. And when they cross the threshold, usually of 35, they're more open-minded to marrying someone that already has children because they realize they may not be able to have children. So the older the person is, they may be more lenient to getting involved in a relationship rather than some 20-year-old. Amen, praise God. Someone between 20 and 30, you know, they're not desperate to get married. And, you know, most of the time Men, they want to start their own families. Women want to have their own babies. And so this is a problem why a lot of our younger generation can't get married, because I don't know too many individuals that don't have children prior to marriage. Either they had children illegitimately, or they had children in a relationship with someone and that person left, or they got divorced. And so, amen, in order to remarry, you know, it's not like they're going to consider shipping their children off to boarding school, because the majority of people I know cannot afford that. They are want someone in their life that's going to be willing to accept their child, or in most cases, children. It used to be a woman had one child, and a lot of men would be more willing to accept that one child and raise it as his own, even adopting the child. But the majority of our young women now have two, three children, and some, sadly, all by different men. And so that's baby drama. And a lot of people, especially men, they do not want to be involved in your drama. Henceforth, you cannot call yourself unattached, because you got your children that are attached to you the rest of your life. I remarried, and I had minor children in the home, and I had to sit down with my husband-to-be. He had children from previous relationships. But by him being a man, the children weren't living with him. They were living with their mother. But my children still live with me. And we had to discuss that. I had to make sure he was going to be the father that I felt would be not only responsible for me, but set an example for my son and my daughter. I needed to make sure that as my daughter was going into her teenage years, I think she was maybe about 11 or 12 when I remarried, maybe even younger than that, I definitely need to make sure that I wasn't bringing someone into my home that was going to molest my child or even try to get intimate with her. It has happened. It's been in the Word of God. We've seen it in our families, and that's something that I needed to consider. So, you know, he needed to make sure that when he had his children in the summertime, I would not be the mean stepmother or prefer my children over his children. That was a lot we had to talk about, because we had attachment. And this is a lot of people, when you date or you go out with them and you say, are you attached? And they put it in, well, I ain't married, so I'm not attached. Well, you attached if you still have feelings and emotional ties to another individual. Let me say it like that. Amen. When I say free of commitment, that don't mean that I ain't married, okay? But a lot of people are not married, but they still are bound emotionally, amen. Some even have strong physical ties to an ex-spouse or a boyfriend, and even though that other person may have moved on, they still living in the past. And then they try to compare, amen, everybody they meet to their children's father or their children's mother, or, amen, praise God. I've seen in a lot of cases where men have gotten divorced, amen, remarried, and then went back to their ex-spouse, left the current wife, amen, and went back to their ex-spouse because there was unfinished business, soul ties that still connected those two individuals around. A lot of men have it in their mind, once married, always married. Even once you get a divorce, they still consider that you my wife, you're going to always be my wife, okay? A lot of women feel the same way. We see it on television, okay? Amen, praise God, in a lot of the dramas. And it's difficult to break a soul tie. So, amen, this is why a lot of people are still single, because they're not free of commitment, okay? Every time you see your baby's mama, your heart drops, and that's why you mad. Because, amen, you still have emotional ties. You still have feelings for that woman. And then the person you trying to get involved in a relationship can literally look at you and see the emotional turmoil that you're going through and realize you're still involved with this person even though you're in denial. Even worse is when, amen, praise God, you continue to be sexually active with someone in your past life while trying to move forward into a current relationship. That just don't work. So you need to not just say, I'm not married, but you need to be free of commitment. Independent living and being alone. Reason why a lot of people can't get married is because you have not proven yourself to be able to live independent. Amen. Men want a whole lot. I've heard men in my family say, I want a wife with a job. I want a wife with a car. I want a wife with a bank account. Amen. I've heard them say that before they even confess. I want a wife that's going to love me. I want a wife that's going to love God. No, men have a tendency to be more realistic. I want a wife that's going to help me promote my career, help me with my business. Amen. That's how they look at it, okay? Amen, praise God. But then I look at, what do you have to offer? You want all of this for a woman. Do you have a job? Amen, praise God. I consider a man being someone that is able to live independently and take care and provide for themselves. And until you're able to do that, amen, you have no right to ask a woman to come live in your mama's house. You have no right to ask a woman, amen, praise God, to live with any of your relatives, amen, praise God. When a woman is really interested in being married, she's not so desperate, amen, to be in a relationship that she'll just move in with anybody, okay? She may move in with you, but, amen, she don't want to move in with your family. Now, a lot of times that does happen, amen, couples trying to get on their feet, or sometimes they're trying to get a home or move to another state. But you need to talk about this, because I can tell you most of the time that when you put a new wife, amen, in the company of in-laws, consistently, every day, there's going to be some rivalry, amen, praise God. And men, a lot of times, don't see this, amen, praise God. I've even known the fact that when you live in the same duplex, or mom lives upstairs, you live downstairs, or one of my favorite movies, My Big Fat Greek Wedding, amen, praise God, you live right in the same neighborhood next door, amen, you have a tendency to lose any type of privacy and independence. Why? Because, okay, you ain't cooked, I'm going to run over here to mom's and get me something to eat, okay, amen, praise God. So the wife begins to resent the mother, amen, her mother-in-law, because she's always there so conveniently, amen, for her husband. Okay, this is why the Bible says, when we read the scripture, amen, that a man would leave his father and his mother and cling to his wife. Okay, amen, praise God. That doesn't always happen. In 1 Timothy 5:14, it says, I will therefore that the young women marry, bear children, guide the house, give none occasion to the adversary to speak reproachfully. Well, how the women going to guide the house if it's not her house? If she living with your mama, amen, praise God, your mama still washing your clothes. This is mama, baby, let me get this phrase right. This is what we call a mama's boy. Mama still do your laundry. Mama still cook for you. Mama still pay your bills. Okay? Most women today do not want to be involved with a mama's boy. You can read more about that in Steve Harvey's book, Act Like a Lady, Think Like a Man. Okay? It's a different story for a woman to be still living with her parents. That's not only biblically correct, but that's a man, a father, and still caring for their adult child. She may be there to help her aging parents. Amen, praise God. She may also be there, amen, under the protective covering of her parents. Amen, praise God. But that doesn't mean she's not independent. Now, amen, you get a woman that cannot take care of herself. Amen, has no means of employment, no skills, don't cook, amen, know nothing about housework. Why? Because she's living at home with mama, and mama fails to teach her the basic responsibilities in accordance to Proverbs, amen, when we talk about the Shia woman, Proverbs chapter 31. Amen, so that's what I'm saying to you, amen. The younger women married, bear children, guide the house. Amen. A lot of women have not even been taught how to take care of themselves. Amen. Let alone be prepared to take care of children. And then you got those that have children and they still are not taking care of their children. It's a lot. And then in 1 Corinthians 7:2, it says, nevertheless, to avoid fornication, let every man have his own wife. And let every woman have her own husband, okay? Amen. This is very difficult in the times we're living in because there's generally more women available than men, okay? But the Bible says to avoid fornication. What is fornication? It's when you have an intimate sexual relationship with someone that you are not married to and both of you are single. That's fornication. You're not married and you sleeping, amen, and you dipping in the good, okay? And that is fornication. And both of you are single. Neither party is married, okay? So the scripture tells us, women, you need your own husband, and amen, men, you need your own wife, okay? So I can't get a wife. You know, I've been trying, I've been looking, I just can't seem to find one. Well, let's examine the reasons why, amen. And like I said, a lot has to do with the scriptures I just read. I want to read 1 Corinthians 7:34. There's a difference also between a wife and a virgin. Okay, here's the difference. The unmarried woman cares for the things of the Lord, that she may be holy both in body and spirit. All right, I'm going to stop right there. A lot of single women, amen, especially those that have never been married, okay, Jesus is your husband, amen, till you marry, amen, your devotion is to the Lord. But here's the thing that a lot of single young women don't realize. That when you're in a relationship, you're dating, amen, someone, and you're considering marriage, amen, then you have to start focusing your attention on the need of your husband to be, on the things that he likes, amen, praise God. He's not going to want to go out on a date and talk about the Bible the whole time. Amen, praise God. He's not going to consider a date when you and all of your homegirls is with him, amen, when he just wants to be alone with you. I remember a very good pastor friend in Chicago, Illinois, when her husband had passed. And years later, it was maybe a couple of years later, and she was an older woman, and I said older, she was in her middle 40s. And she was saying, amen, that she desired companionship. She had gotten lonely. And she said, you know, she always had the saints around her. Amen, praise God. She had the ministry. Amen, praise God. She and some of her friends would always do things together. And she, you know, and she went to God and she said, God, I desire a husband. And she said God began to show her her life, okay? Every time she went somewhere, she always had female friends with her. And she began to notice that a lot of times men would come up in church and speak to her. Amen, praise God. Men would come to the restaurant and try to hold a conversation, but they never could get close to her because of a posse. Oh, you better hear me on today. And so she decided to start going places by herself. Amen. She started going out to eat by herself. She started going to certain events by herself. And wouldn't you know, shortly after she changed, amen, praise God, the way that she was doing things, that, amen, she met a wonderful man, amen, praise God. They proceeded to have a relationship by dating, getting to know one another. He wasn't trying to get involved with her ministry. He wasn't trying, amen. He wasn't looking, amen, to be a co-pastor. He was looking for a wife. Now, for a lot of women that are in ministry, amen, you got stuff all turned around. God, I want a pastor. God, I want a preacher. God, I want a wife that can sing. God, I want somebody to help me out with my ministry. Well, that should not be the criteria for marriage. Oh, you better hear me on today. Amen. This is why you can't get married, because you're not looking for that person's value and that person's individual virtue. You are looking for, amen, what that person can do for you spiritually. And that should not be the main focus or the priority of a relationship. Now, amen, praise God, I realized that when I started dating again, the last thing I wanted was to be involved with someone that was really in ministry. I'm already in ministry. Amen. I got my hands full with my church. Amen. Ministry is very active. Amen. Praise God. And I'm not trying to marry somebody for my ministry. I want somebody for me. I want somebody that I can go home and talk to and not preach at me. I want somebody that's going to be fun. Amen. I want somebody that's going to like to do some of the things I like to do outside of the church. Amen. Praise God. I love movies. I love music. Amen. Praise God. I want somebody, amen, that's going to esteem me. And I wanted someone that was going to protect me. Oh, thank you, Jesus. That's a whole lot. But my focus was on what I wanted, amen, praise God, what I individually, personally wanted. So let me ask you, amen, in your search, amen, praise God, the Bible says he that findeth a wife findeth a good thing, amen, praise God. In your search to be married, amen, have you considered who you're around? Do you always have your children with you? Do you always have your family with you? Are you always around your homegirls or your homeboys? Do you do anything on your own? Amen, praise God. Do you know how to hold a conversation with somebody? Amen, on current events. Amen, praise God. Can you talk about sports? Can you talk about politics? Amen. Can you talk about anything other than the Bible and God? Because if this person already has a relationship with God, amen, and you know this, amen, praise God, then you can move on into knowing one another. This is why so many relationships fail, because, amen, you don't take the opportunity to get to know the individual, amen, their life, their desires, amen, to even see if you're compatible. Well, amen, praise God. This is all that I have time for on today. I pray that you learn, amen, a little something. And I tell you what, we're going to be doing a seminar very, very soon, amen, for our single people, amen, on marriage. God bless you. This is Apostle Loretta Williams.
Amen. We pray that you enjoyed today's program and that you learned a lot about strengthening the family. When will I go? Why can't I get married? God bless you. This is Brother Dante again from Baltimore, Maryland.